More music at houseofsongs.com.
I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. A message unto you I bring. It is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. Jesus said it and I know it's true. Look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. My beloved, God bless you in Jesus' name. I'm happy to come your way again. I'm happy to come your way again. Jesus has kept us to see this moment and this season. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will not pass this road without recognition in Jesus' name. You will not be in this world and be an onlooker. I pray for you. You must remain a celebrity. The Lord will take you from a nonentity and make you a celebrity. Every mountain before you, I command the mountain mover to remove it. Every challenge you have in life, I command the problem solver to solve it. Whatever is giving you ache in your heart, may the Lord give you solution. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you wherever you are watching me from. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice from, I pray this morning that the God who answers prayers will answer all your prayers. As you bow your knees to pray to the Most High, he shall answer you. I cover your life with the blood of Jesus. I hand you over to the Most High God to take care of you. No evil will befall you. You will not end in shame. You will not end in embarrassment. You shall continue to move from glory to glory. And I declare that your way remain a shining light, shining brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. No weapon from my passion against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, the Lord will condemn. I pray for the peace of God to overtake you, to stay with you, and forever you enjoy the hand of the Lord. The fellowship of the Holy Ghost will not depart from you. In Jesus' name, you remain a victor. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. You are welcome to this time and season. I'm here to give you a word from the Lord. Like I told you in my previous message, this game is a 90-minute game. That's what God told me. This game, this life, God called it a game. It's called a race. Like the football game is a 90-minute game. Please mind how you play it. Please, oh. Like the football match or the football game has a lot of rules. So also, this life has rules and regulations guiding it. These things are put there by God. And that's what God has given to me to give to you. So this morning we are going to be looking at another instruction. Instruction from God. Be disciplined. That's our topic. Be disciplined. Indiscipline leads to abnormality. That's instruction. Now let's go together to the book of Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4. I'm going to read from verse 1. Hear ye, my children, the instruction of a father, and attain to knowledge and understanding. I give you good doctrine. Forsake not my law. God is talking. For I was my father's son, tender, only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words and keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. God is talking. Forsake her not. That's forsake wisdom not. She shall preserve thee. Love her and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all thy gettings, get understanding. Amen. Exalt her. She will promote you. She shall bring thee to honor. And when thou dost embrace her, she shall give to thy head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she shall deliver to thee. Hallelujah. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. And the years of thy year shall be many. I have taught thee in the ways of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be strained. And when thou returnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Instruction. The Lord's instruction. He said she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away from it. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. May you not go to the ways of the evil men. Verse 17. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like a shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day. Hallelujah. The way of the wicked is darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying, says the Lord. Let not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of their heart. Your eyes and your heart. God is talking about it. For they are alive unto those that find them, and hurt to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Let not thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, not to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Proverbs chapter 4, from verse 1 to the end. Please study it at your leisure time. This time around, we are talking about be disciplined. Indiscipline leads to abnormality. That's what we are talking about. Which areas do we need to be disciplined? We'll look at it. And my text is Proverbs 4, 23. Keep thy heart with diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So this morning, what is discipline? This time around, we are going to look at the word discipline. What is discipline? Discipline means training to fix incorrect behavior and create better skills. Training yourself to correct every incorrect behavior in your life. That's discipline. So we have to train ourselves to make sure everything that is not right in our character, we put it right. I'll come up with that message some other time. Sickness of character. God told me. All these things I'm telling you, they are the words directly from God to me. When God speaks, we hear for a purpose. Discipline leads to self-control. Correct that bad part of you. Every human being has an ugly part. And that was why when David looked at himself, after sleeping with Uriah, I said, upon all that God has done for me, I still have a bad part. I said, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within me. That will be your prayer after today. After this message, you will see what God wants you to see and hear what God wants you to hear. When you are disciplined, you have self-control. When you are disciplined, you are orderly in conduct. You do things right. Amen. So we're going to look at a Bible verse that says, in Proverbs 23, verse 7, the Bible says that, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. How is your heart? Yes, I'm asking you. How is your heart? Is your heart after God or after devil? Do you have a good heart or a bad heart? Please, if you know that your heart is always on the negative side, cry like David, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. You don't have self-control, you're not disciplined. You don't behave in an orderly conduct, you are indisciplined. Be disciplined, though. In what area should I be disciplined? One, with my time. Time na money, oh. Time na money. Use your time well. No waka waka. No gossip gossip. No spoil another man. Use your time well. Money no dey fall from heaven. Do better thing, money go come. Now true word that they sell is so. My brother, my sister. Be disciplined with your time. Waka jugbe, gossip, using the time that you're supposed to look for, do better thing to be judging people. God says no. Stop it. We pray a lot, too. We do all night, and yet we are not disciplined. This message is coming to you. You that's what I mean. KKK. Look at me very good. God wants me to tell you, be disciplined with your time. If you waste 2 hours every day, for example, 30 days in a month, you have wasted 60 hours. Then, for 12 months in a year, times it by 60, you will see the number of hours that you have wasted doing nothing. My dear, time is ticking far. Ticking, ticking, ticking. And you have succeeded in wasting 60 hours in 1 month. My dear, no. Money not the fall from heaven. You are looking for somebody to come and help you. You will wait in vain. Because this 90-minute game is like the Olympic stadium where you have tracks. Track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm on my track. If you leave your track and you come to mine, you'll be disqualified. That's how life is. Every man is carrying his head. You are carrying your head. I'm carrying my own. So don't look at your neighbor's head, though, so that you don't go and waste your time. So from today, pray the Holy Ghost will help you to be disciplined with the way you use your time. Be disciplined in your finance. Money. You have small money today. You don't want to plan. You are just living anyhow. Indiscipline. You waste it. You throw your money away. You want to imitate friends. You want to imitate friends. Come, let me tell you. There is no competition in destiny. Don't imitate anybody. Be disciplined with your finance. Live within your income. Don't go and borrow the money you cannot pay. Don't go and put your hand in what you cannot settle. Amen. Hallelujah. Discipline with your time, your finance, and your motives. Be disciplined. You are telling a brother, I'm just helping you. I'm just helping you. Whereas you are killing her. It's because of you. That's why I'm going to collect this money from you. It's a lie. You know you are cheating that brother. You are not a disciplined child of God. You must be disciplined. Amen. Be disciplined in your character. So people, Judas. What happened? He threw away his glory because of money. Judas Iscariot sold Jesus. Esau threw away his birth child because of food. If you throw away your glory, you become ordinary sand. Judas, Esau, Lucifer, pride. Okay. No, not try to. It's not good. The end thereof are the ways of death. Be disciplined in your character. Be disciplined in your motives. Have the right motive. You are praying for a brother. You are following a brother. What's your motive for following that brother or that sister? What's your motive for following that your friend? Because of what you are going to get. We are hailing you. Hey! Because of what you are going to get. Wrong motive. So everybody will go and meet a sister that's doing the party. He said, want to come and help you to cook. The motive is want to steal rice and steal meat. You want to help her to pick money. This sister, we'll just help you. Sister, when we go to a party as a musician, we see a lot of things, but we cannot talk. We cannot. I went to a party, a woman wore one big gown with big pockets. You know, when they were spraying the celebrant, she would go to the area where you have the bigger notes. It had a denomination. She would just be picking it and be putting it in that big pocket. She would go and put the 20 naira inside the carton. I told my boss, they said, hey, mommy, shh, don't talk. We kept quiet. Wrong motive. You are a thief, OG. Okay. Wrong motive, wrong character. Ask God to deliver you. Otherwise, you will be God's enemy. Wrong association. Who are you following? Who are your friends? Who are you following? My dear, who are your friends? Who are you associating with? Tell me your friend and I will show you who you are. You are following the wrong people to go and do the wrong thing. Very soon, indiscipline will set in. Your mouth, be disciplined with your mouth. It's not everything you say. Keep some things. Swallow the much. Say small. Swallow the rest. Don't talk too much. He said, by the words of your mouth, you are snared. That's what the Bible says. Please let's be disciplined with this mouth. This mouth, I pray in the name of Jesus. I put a zip over you. Don't put me into trouble. You talk too much. I stop you from talking too much. Pray. There are many prayers to pray. Not only devil die, devil die. Demon, when they pursue me. Most of these demons you brought to your life through the spoken word of your mouth. You have bought a land, you have not paid. You have told everybody, I just bought a land in one location. I want to go and start doing foundation. The person you are talking to, do you know whether the person is the demon that is worrying you? They go and do something. You will not be able to build a house. Lucky to be disciplined with what you say. Keep your secret. Mary kept these things to herself. When Mary saw angel, he told her, you are going to be with a child. The lady did not talk. He keep quiet. Pump. Until the appointed time. Many people say, do the happy meal of your way. Now, automatically, they see can you keep for answer. Discipline your mouth. Discipline your appetite. This your appetite. This belly is never full. It's never full. It's not everything you eat. It's not everywhere you eat. There's love in sharing. You are a glutton. This is why I can start there's love in sharing. Make I share with you. You are sick. You need help. Discipline your belly. It's not everywhere you eat. It's not everything you are supposed to eat. You eat anyhow. You can eat anyhow. It's either you are poisoned or you become sick. Because most of these people you are calling, you don't even know them. The food can even cause problem. Discipline your appetite. Amen. And so many other areas of your life. Hallelujah. Indiscipline leads to abnormality. Because the opposite of discipline is indiscipline. Opposite of discipline is indiscipline. So discipline yourself. When you are indiscipline, indiscipline can slow you down spiritually. Can slow you down spiritually. Samson was a man of power, anointed. He went to tell Delilah that his power was on his head. If you cut this hair, I'll become powerless. Because he was in one useless love with a demon. He didn't know that Delilah was set up to pull him down. Any power that is set up to pull you down, may God give you wisdom to overcome it in the name of Jesus. Whether true woman or true fool. Samson was not disciplined when it came to women. Judas Iscariot hated women, but was not disciplined when it came to money. Which one is your own? Food. A lot of people have eaten in the party, and when they got up, they died. They ate points. May you be disciplined, my dear brother and sister, in Jesus' name. Indiscipline can slow you down spiritually, financially. You waste your money. He said, I don't know what is happening to my money. The little money you spend, you go and waste it in something that don't have value to your life. My friend, let's look at it. Too much complaint. We give the devil a lot of accolades. I say, Satan, Satan. Most of these problems are caused by ourselves. You don't have a savings. Don't take money to the bank. You collect money, you gamble with it. You are saying the devil is worrying you. Be disciplined financially. What you know you cannot buy, don't go there. There was a dam, don't go near snare, don't go near bushmeat. I go and buy fish. Yes, so because that was my class. Even today, I have a disciplined life. May you have a disciplined life. Amen. A woman used to laugh at me and me listen. And I mean, I just took this bag of money, say 40,000, I dropped it. He said, why did you drop it? Well, I'm not making money out there. Discipline. If I had bought that bag that time, but now I can't use it anymore. My friend, be disciplined in Jesus' name. Matrimonially, be disciplined. You are a married man. All those things are in your wife. You that is a married woman, stay with your husband in your house and marry your husband well. Stop looking for complaints. Stop looking for problem. Stop looking for mistakes in your husband. He does not take care of you. Okay, I know. He does not take care of you. He's not trying. You try. If a man cannot do it, a woman can do it. So if your husband is not taking care of you, you take care of yourself. You are able. You are not sick. May God not allow you to be sick in Jesus' name. So don't spoil your home with wrong attitude and indiscipline. Academically, be disciplined. So students get admission to university. When they get there, they go and do, they start associating. They won't read. They won't do the assignment. They will not attend lectures. They will not check what they are doing. They will just be playing. And before you know it, 4 years is gone. And they say, I can't find my result. I don't know what they did to my result. Because we are not disciplined. You are a student looking at me, KKK. Do your assignment, go to lecture or take your notes, read your book. Stop jumping from one place to the other. There is time for everything. You that are jumping from one place to the other, very soon you'll be tired. So be disciplined though, so that you will not lose your resources. Indiscipline leads to loss of resources. Resources. What you are supposed to get, you lose it because of indiscipline. I told you just now, you waste 2 hours a day doing something that is not profitable to your life. In a month, you have wasted 60 hours. 1060 by 12 months, you will see the number of hours you will waste in a year. But somebody is diligent, is steady, does the right thing at the right time, say, no, I can't do this, it's not good, because you are working on yourself. You are working on yourself. You are correcting every incorrect behavior. You will move forward in Jesus' name. Indiscipline leads to loss of opportunities. Loss of opportunities. I can go on and on and on. There are people who want to help you because you are lousy and not serious. You say, this guy is not serious. I don't think we are going to help him. Be here by 10, be there by 12 o'clock. I was set up in the traffic. Why did you not leave your home early? Indiscipline can make you lose opportunity. It will slow down your speed of progress. A lot of people are so indisciplined. Want to compete with a millionaire and you are just coming up. You are just coming up. And you want to show them. Show who? Don't show anybody anything. It can make you to be static in life. Hallelujah. If you are indisciplined, you can become static. You don't move anywhere. You'll be there. God is talking to me and you that we should be disciplined. Indiscipline can lead to sickness. You oversleep, you overeat, you overdo everything. You become sick. Indiscipline. You take whatever you like. Ogbo. Anything goes into your mouth. You don't even check. You don't even check the quality of what you are swallowing. Amen. It leads to loss of life. It drives away the Holy Ghost. It makes you to be an enemy of God. When you are not disciplined, you become God's enemy because God is a disciplined God. Amen. The day breaks, the night comes. Everything is in order. Harvest time, rainy season, dry season. Somebody is there. Shows that God is disciplined. Put your hands together for the Most High. So you must be disciplined, my beloved. Amen. Indiscipline can lead to untimely death. It leads to untimely death. Don't mind the friends you keep. Don't mind where you go. Don't mind what you do. You are just talking. You are just following people. You don't even need them. You don't know them. You are just following. We got it. Calm down. And be disciplined with your movements. Amen. God is your creator. He's my creator. He is an organized God. And he has gone to build a heaven for his children who are disciplined. Heaven is a disciplined place for a disciplined people. Be disciplined, son of God. Be a disciplined son of your father by living a disciplined life. Indiscipline has two paths. How many paths? Two. Indiscipline has two paths. Part one, physical. Part two, spiritual. Indiscipline too also has two parts. Part one, spiritual. Part one, part two, physical. And the effects are also in that manner. Amen. So be disciplined. Be disciplined though in all areas of your life. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your talent. Don't waste that good thing that God has given to you. Don't waste that your husband. Don't waste that your business. Don't waste your marriage. Don't toy with TT. Be disciplined with your home. Mothers, fathers, take care of your children. You have seen different things on Facebook, on the internet, responsible men dying in the, you know, God forbid, bad thing because of indiscipline. May that never be our portion. So this morning you have had, be disciplined so that your life will not end in abnormality. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I begin to command the spirit of discipline to rest upon all my viewers. Beloved, any area of your life that you are not disciplined, I pray God of heaven to give you a visitation. Even as you have listened to me carefully wherever you are, I ask that the God of discipline will visit you and begin to reveal your abnormal past to you. And as he reveals them to you, receive grace to adjust in the name of Jesus. Because it's not God that will come and adjust us. We are the one that will make up our mind to say, Lord, this part of my life is not good. And from today, I change for the better. So shall it be unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you pray these words into your life, I ask that God of heaven, who is so disciplined, who is so perfect, will give you the spirit to live a perfect life. It is well with you, son of God. It is well with you, daughter of God. Every problem that is bigger than you, I add that Jehovah will help you to handle it. Whatever you cannot do for yourself, I pray that the God of heaven will do it for you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for you. Receive grace to guide your heart jealously. In the mighty name of Jesus, because out of your heart are issues of life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you today. Receive grace to be an obeyer of the instructions that God has given to us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because there is no loss in doing the will of God. The only thing you get in obeying God and doing his will is that you will be promoted. You will be settled. You will stay on top. I pray for you, all my listeners, all my viewers, all my subscribers all over the world. May the good Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he separate you from evil. In the name of Jesus, as you stay glued to this channel, everything you desire in life that will glorify the name of the Lord, I release them upon you. I release them upon you. I release them upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, sons and daughters of God, it is well with you. Stay blessed. Stay as an obeyer. Until Jesus comes, you call me to give me a testimony of what the Lord has done. It's well with you. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. Amen.
More music at houseofsongs.com.